the interesting dynamic here is I found religious science when Hillary was the minister at Celebration Center, and Connie was my foundations teacher, and everything I am I owe to them. I remember the joy and the laughter and the sheer beauty of the Celebration Center when I first came, when Hillary was there. And obviously the beautiful being that was my teacher and has been my teacher many times since just set me off on a road that was really, really fabulous. And it has been fabulous. But one of the things that I found when I found Celebration Center and religious science is that we were New Thought. We were not New Age. And that New Age was something we sort of went, we don't want anything to do with that. Well, and I've sort of lived by that ever since. However, recently, as I said, we moved to West Virginia, and one of our neighbors, and actually my husband's best friend's wife, is a person with a great deal of spiritual energy. She's a Reiki master, and she's a very interesting person that I really didn't know that well, but I knew that she had a spiritual path. And my intention is to open and have a healing center in Pawpaw, and to practice practitioner, a healing practitioner, and to create that space. And anyway, this person, my friend Lorraine, she had talked to me about this conference she went to. She was been to it a number of years. It's every year, and it's held in Johnston City, Tennessee, and it's operated by the Coptic Center from Michigan. but they have this conference every year, and there's no cost. I mean, it's free. You have to, of course, pay for your hotel and everything. It's a 3-day conference, and a number of practitioners of different healing arts do services during the conference, and they have speakers. And one of the speakers at the conference was this gentleman, Bob Huttinger. He's a physician's assistant, certified physician's assistant, and he practices the healing, the natural healing arts. And he and his wife operate a healing center in Michigan. His wife is a psychiatric social worker, and so they have a very active and going healing center, and they deal with a lot of different kinds of people in terms of, and most of it's about mind-body connection healing. So I was fascinated by him. I was really fascinated by the title of his talk, which was the same as mine, which is time travel. You can time travel and heal your past and create a great future. So, but I had a lot of skepticism about, you know, this is a little, you know, hoo-doo-doo. But in truth, every single speaker at this conference was centered in spirituality. They have a very similar message to ours. The whole philosophy is very similar to ours. I did go to a shaman while I was there, which was very interesting, but but a little bit far out for me. But she was great. I mean, it was great. She did things, but she did sort of spit juice at me and do ring bells and do feathers and, you know. But it was basically a good healing experience. And I also went to a chiropractor who absolutely fixed my shoulder, which has been hurting forever. So, you know, it was all in all a very good experience. So anyway, so the idea of time travel was just so fascinating because I believe, and this is one of the main tenets of Mr. Huizenga, which is that we are so loaded with baggage from past experiences, from our parents' past experience, from our culture's past experience. You know, the whole race consciousness, everything is sort of locked into our consciousness and playing, you know, and telling us how to be, you know, and how to react and how to be. And that some of it's good and important, but a lot of it's not. And a lot of it's all outdated and it doesn't work and it doesn't, it's stopping us from living the life that we are meant to live or that we want to live. So as a practitioner and as a person that wants to have a healing center, I've been looking for different tools to help my clients and myself to come away from some of the mistaken beliefs that we're carrying. And so this was a really good one, and it struck a chord with me. But as time travel just seemed a little bit, you know, it was like, oh, really? But anyway, I have a couple of time travel jokes. This is important. Have you heard the one about the past and present and future walked into a bar? It was really intense. Okay, this is another one. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Time traveler.
Time traveler who?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Okay, that's all the jokes I got. So Bob Huizenga has been a spiritual seeker all of his life. He became a physician's assistant because his paradigm told him he didn't have the money or talent to be a doctor, but he always wanted to be a doctor. But in fact, that particular calling allows him to practice medicine independently, and he's done that with his wife in this healing center, and he's been strongly influenced by Napoleon Hill, Louise Hay, Jose Silva. He was a Silva method instructor for a number of years, and Wayne Dyer, and. So in his healing practice, he has had great success with treating trauma victims, especially post-traumatic stress disorder persons, which, as I'm sure you know, is such a debilitating illness and often very difficult to treat. And he's had a lot of success with the methods that he has outlined in this book. Now, this book is called A Shortcut to Success: 3 Ancient Secrets to Getting Ahead and Creating an Amazing Life. And it's available on Amazon. I think the Kindle version is $2.95. The paperback is, you know, the regular $9 or something. But anyway, it's a very interesting book. And he also has a CD, or several CDs, but one I was just listening to in the car. I meant to bring it in, but I didn't. In Healing Addictions. And very interesting philosophy and interesting presentation. He's about, I think he's about 6'6", and very slender, and looks kind of like Chris Christopherson, you know, and wears like a Western tie. He's a very interesting fellow. So, and I was very, very intrigued by him. So, anyway, so in the book, he has a formula for for success, for creating a life, creating the life that you're an amazing life. And the formula has several key concepts that I want to go over. Most of them, everything he teaches, we know, we've heard, we've taught, we believe everything he teaches. It's just the presentation is a little bit different, and therefore it sort of makes it a little bit new. So anyway, his one first concept is empirical. The empirical rational mind is informed by sense perceptions and is limited by the four dimensions, time, space, height, and distance. This mind is confined to the present and only is limited by reality. You know, it takes 5 days to drive across country, and you can't really go straight up. Those limitations are in the rational mind. But the conscious mind or the spirit mind is not limited to dimensions. It is dimensionless. It is the world of the invisible. And as it being without dimensions, it has no constraints. It has no time constraints. It can imagine in the past, present, or future. It also has no special limitations in that it can think of objects larger than mountains. It can think of items smaller than atoms. It can travel to Timbuktu in less than a nanosecond. And it can see things accurately as they appear to be, or it can embellish them in all manner of ways. It is not bound by sense perception. In our consciousness, we can fly with the eagles and swim with the dolphins, travel hundreds of miles in seconds, and so on. And the link that connects the physical world of the body and the spiritual world of the mind is the awareness of being. And when we increase our conscious awareness, then that unlimited part of the mind is no longer subconscious, but becomes our inner consciousness. We can begin to use this infinite storehouse of power and the information to intentionally create an amazing life. So as I said, the formula that Bob has created is basically, first is we have to change how we remember the past. Second, we have to clarify our goals and ideas. And third, to think correctly from the future, imagining whatever you desire as if it were already done. Now, we've heard that before, have we not? But anyway, so much of who and what we are is a result of our interpretation of the past experiences. And the past experiences of our parents or our ancestors or the race consciousness inherited from our society. And Bob has a concept called mind viruses. And these are thoughts we carry and old mental programs that are no longer useful and have been innocently or purposely implanted into our minds. They are programmed into our minds from our past experiences. They are filters that modify what we see. Some of these filters and the changes and the things we believe are not accurate, and in order to move forward and create the amazing life, we must change. So some of these examples are in this printout that I'm actually gonna pass out two because we're here. And
okay, we
can all
reach
each other from here.
Okay, take one of these.
Oh, this is
small.
Thick paper.
Yes, thick paper. So anyway, the list on one of the sheets is actually taken from Wayne Dyer's book, Excuses Be Gone. And it basically, there are the things such as, it will be too difficult, it's going to be too risky, I'm not strong enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm too old. You know, those limiting beliefs that actually prevent us from taking the steps to an amazing life. So these mind viruses are cured by the steps that are outlined by in the next few minutes of my talk. We so you can read over that list, and that's. And how many of you have had these thoughts that come to play and stop you? Stop you cold. I know that for me, especially in this new shift to a new profession and giving up the old, so many things are saying to me, oh, don't do that. You better get your license. You better be a lawyer. You better do this. You know, I mean, and the chatter is unbelievable. And yet, it's with things like these seminars and these programs and the different readings that I do, you get the courage to try to move forward and to just create this life that you know that you want, that I know that I want. I mean, I really want to help people transform their lives in a different way. I mean, it was good to be a criminal defense lawyer, but this is a different thing. And it feels more direct and more positive. So anyway, so some of the events of our past, we have filters that we are operating from. The filter of how we grew up, the filter of how of our religion, the filter of our of our profession, the filter of our experiences. And all of these things are like glasses that are on your eyes, and you've put on, you know, 5, 6, 7 pairs of glasses, and each one of them slightly distort your perception, so that your perception from that you were born with, which was innocent and straightforward and all open, has been gradually clouded, so that now when you see life, you only see what your paradigms permit. And the paradigms often don't allow you to see so much of what's there. So much of what is there is not observed. Even our physical eyesight, you know that when you have sort of a flashback or a hallucination or some kind of vision, you know that there's plenty of that we're not seeing. and so these exercises are designed to help us to get rid of some of the filters that are not useful to us, that are really not helping us. Obviously, some are helping, some are not. So anyway, so some of the effects, the experiences of our past is one of the most powerful filter. When we, you know, like when you touch a hot stove, you know, I mean, you learn. But sometimes you learn too much, you know. Sometimes if you learn that touching a hot stove and then you never cook again, it's not a good thing. So these tools that we're about to talk about are ways that we can actually treat ourselves with like mental surgery or mental medications to remove these viruses or filters and all the beliefs about ourselves that are no longer accurate or not accurate. And this is where time travel comes in to play. We must revisit our past experiences, which have distorted our self-image and still negatively affecting negatively affecting our lives today. And the first step of this process is we must accept the fact that change is possible. We must first open our hearts that we can to the fact that we can change, and that it's our responsibility to change. That nobody can change it for us. That nothing can change it for us. Only we can change it. And we accept that responsibility and move forward. And the first step of this process is to create a timeline of past traumatic events. And we're going to take a few minutes to go into meditation and to select. I've given you a timeline format that calls for 5 traumatic events. Now you can, I'm sure, you can either think of 500 or you can either think of, only think of one. That's up to you. We're gonna try to pick one today to try to deal with. But if you think of a few, it's a good thing. So we're gonna go into a little meditation and we're going to look back into our lives, starting at our birth and forward, and find the traumatic events that you think may be still operating in your life in a negative way. And so we can do that. I know that Spirit is with us and guiding us and showing us that all is in perfect harmony. And I know that inside each and every one of us is a perfect teacher and a perfect small voice which guides us and leads us to those past events that are still affecting our lives today. And I know that each of us is in perfect health and perfect joy, and that none of these traumatic events are to be relived. They're only to be identified. And once you have identified them, you can put them down on your timeline, and preferably with a date and a little bit of information about the event. And I'm going to give you 10 minutes, or I'll give you 5 minutes. 5 minutes to think of at least one past event that you would like to release today. Okay, so now time travel in this context is going back to an incident in the past that is affecting your present and revisiting it, revisioning it. In other words, go over the whole incident exactly as it was, and then go over it again, visit it again, and change it. Change it to a way that's more beneficial to you. And you do that 4 times with 4 different outcomes, 4 different revisions. And you write them down, and you go through that process with everything that is in your past that is still haunting you or affecting you. And what I have come up with, one of the things that has always haunted me is that when I was 5, well, I was actually 6, my mother died. And she had been ill for a while. And I was at my grandmother's house with my grandmother and grandfather and my aunts and uncles and cousins, and I had been staying there for the latter part of her illness. And I was away from my father and brother and sister and feeling pretty isolated. And my aunt, who called me aside and told me that my mother died this morning. And then she said, "Don't cry. You'll upset your grandmother." And so I didn't cry. And then she left me alone, and I went down to the stairs, and my cousins, 2 of my older boy cousins, were there, and I said, "Guess what? My mother died today." And as soon as I said it, I was so ashamed. And they said, "We know." And then ran off. But I was so ashamed of using that, you know, for some sort of attention. And I just locked that in my heart. And I spent the rest of the morning alone. And so, and that's just been a source of I mean, for many years I didn't remember it. And then when I finally, when I started getting in touch with it, I realized what a tragic moment that was. And so I've rewritten it so that my aunt didn't tell me not to cry. And I went to my grandmother, and she and I cried together. And it was a wonderful healing moment. And it's been a very healing experience for me. So that's an example of one way I've changed it. I might change it so that my mother doesn't die, too. That'd be good, too. But the fact that I could do that, that I could go back, and that gave me so much more insight into what was really happening. And what, you know, to give a lot more compassion to myself as a five-year-old. And to just sort of realize that it could have gone a lot of other ways. And so that's my story, and I wonder if anyone of you has something that you'd like to share.
This would be a good time for that.
Okay. As I say, this is one of the techniques that's in this little book, which I find very, very helpful. A couple of other ones are writing a letter to people in your past and signing it with "I will no longer carry this debt for you physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually. I love you, I bless you, I release you. I forgive you for everything I think you have done to me." And then you read the letter aloud 3 times and then burn it in a ceremony. And that's for anybody who is sort of outstanding in your past. And there are several other techniques that he uses. But I just found it very, very interesting and illuminating and a great experience for me. And thank you for letting me share.
Thank you.